How'd you go anyway?
Yeah, pretty good. Not as good as it has been going.
Yeah, rightio. Slowed up a bit, or?
Yeah, weather. Where I was fishing was rough as guts.
It's a Friday at the port of Corumba in Queensland's Gulf of Carpentaria, and local barramundi fishermen are bringing in this week's catch. After a tough few years, they're enjoying one of the best starts to the season in ages.
My name's Alan Otto. I'm almost a local. I've only been here 19 years. Another year I'll be a local.
Rob said it was rough this last time as well. G'day, I'm Eric Barker. Most barramundi fishermen will tell you, when there's a drought at land, there's a drought at sea. And that's certainly been the case up here in Queensland's northwest. Rainfall in the Gulf Country has been at an all-time low in the past couple of years, and commercial fishermen have been doing it tough. But this year, the rains have come, the rivers have finally run, and the barramundi are back.
Been absolutely excellent so far. We haven't had a decent season for nearly 5 years because we haven't had any rain, but we've had a lot of rain this year, so it's been helpful, but I don't think it'll last because we haven't had the rain inland that we normally get. Unless we get good rain inland, it'll die.
And how's the quality of the fish you're catching?
Excellent. A little bit bigger than normal. There's a lot of food around. Very well conditioned. You know, very, very healthy, very, very heavy, which is good when you're selling by the kilo.
So, Alan, you've come off a couple of tough years for fishing. Caught a few this year, but how are you going as a business at the moment?
Yeah, it's going along quite nicely, thank you. It's been a struggle for the last five, but everyone forgets that the six before that were fantastic. You know, turning over $300,000 a year and having 4 months off is lovely. But when it all crashes and you drop down to $100,000 a year, well, that's barely break even, makes things a bit tough. Last couple of years I've worked in the off-season, you know, just to keep the business going. Operating machinery, that's my only other sort of work that I normally do.
Rob Pend is another commercial fisherman busy unloading his catch at Corumba. He's been fishing these Gulf waters for the past 16 years. And like Alan Otto, he struggled to keep going during the lean years, but he's learnt some valuable lessons along the way.
Yeah, last couple of seasons, like, the fish were in poor condition, they were lethargic, they were scarce, certainly not aggregated anywhere. There was no bait. We had the dieback of the mangroves. Everything was doom and gloom. This year the mangroves are coming back. The bird life's amazing. Everything's happy. We're happy. Everyone's happy, yeah. Right from the start, the first time I put a net out, I knew it was going to be right. The first winch up on my net reel there was fantastic. And ever since then, it's just been getting better. The fish have been improving in condition week by week. They're getting bigger and fatter, healthier looking, and it's no wonder given the amount of bait that's out there.
So what did those last couple of seasons do for your business, and where has it left you now?
Well, it's taught us a lot. It's taught us a lot about not getting too excited when things are good, you know. Like, when things are good, that's when you put things away for when they're bad. So even though I've been fishing for 16 years, that's the first time I've seen a run that long that was so bad. And now I've realised that, you know, when I get in front after this, I'll be putting things away ready for the next one, yeah.
One of the other big industries in the Gulf Country is tourism. Lots of keen recreational fishermen make the pilgrimage up here looking to bag a barra. The bigger the better. The drought has kept them away in recent years, but like the barra, they're now back. Yvonne Tunney runs a local tourist park and fish and chip shop. She says the year is looking good for business.
Yeah, I think at the moment it's a positive feeling for the year ahead. There's certainly reports from the commercial side that it's been a good start, and they're seeing good catches at the moment. And they're saying the barra are actually full of little prawn, which is excellent for the future of the prawn season as well. Recreationally, the guys are probably having a little less luck, but I think that's, as they said from the commercial side, they're full of prawn, so they're not terribly hungry, so they're not interested in eating your bait or your lures there. But yeah, there's certainly some being caught, but just the recreationally probably not as much.
And have you noticed a few of your regular recreational fishermen coming back?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We've got some groups that come every year, and a couple of those groups were a lot larger this year. They brought some other friends along with them, so they've had a good time, so hopefully they'll be back next year as well. And as I said, they all caught really good fish. Probably the barramundi were just not as high in the catch numbers, but they all recognised that was because they're full of prawn and they're simply not hungry, but they're all out there.
And as a fish and chip shop owner, what does a barramundi full of prawns taste like?
Well, I don't think we cook it full of prawns, but but certainly that means that they're very healthy. They come through and they've got a lovely layer. Like, you don't associate fat with fish, but you actually do get that layer of oil in the flesh, and it just makes it absolutely super delicious to cook up.